So, you know, in the past, we've done confessions from professions. Today is kind of like that. But I want to talk about the secrets in your job. And I think this is going to be fascinating to know the secrets behind different professions in KZN. I'll start. Okay, a little secret. By the way, my name for the next 30 seconds is anonymous. So, when someone says, listen, this is how much I got in the kitty for you to do an MC job, I'll then say, okay, cool, let me go chat to my manager and see if that works. I don't have a manager. It's me talking to myself saying, no, I won't work for that amount. It's my little secret. I want to know the little secret in your profession. Whatever you do, maybe you're a hairdresser and you use dishwashing liquid to change the color of someone's hair as opposed to professional stuff. We want to know all about it. You can be anonymous, or if you're brave enough, tell us your name. That's fine. A cracker of a secret when it comes to your profession. Let's start with this.
My name is Bayanda, and since you're talking about secrets about your job, here's one from me as an electrician. So this day I got called out to fix a stove that wasn't working. After checking everything, I found the problem. The stove switch was off at the DB board, which basically controls the power in the house. So I just spent a few minutes looking busy, then told them it was sorted and to check the DB board in future. They were grateful and paid the full fee. So the truth is, sometimes you're not paid for the work, you're just paid for what you know.
What do you do for a living, and what is your little secret? Whether you're a teacher, a lawyer, or a mechanic, whatever you do, I want to know all about it.
Hi, I'm a quality assessor for international recruitment firm. I assess the quality on calls. I have a daily target to listen to X amount of calls per day. However, I listen to calls at 2 times the speed that I normally would listen to, so I can finish my job faster in order to chill for the rest of the day.
But we would love you to contribute to the conversation. The little secrets that we don't know about in your line of work. Come on, spill the tea. We're talking about your job, whether you're a teacher, lawyer, radio DJ, cop. Surely there's a little secret of the trade that people don't know, and this could be really interesting to hear. We want to know your secret. Tell us.
How's it, Danny? It's Estelle from Newlands East. Danny, this topic is awesome. It takes me back to my college days when I had a part-time job at this exclusive spa. The permanent girls used to book me facials, you know, to get training and stuff. And then I just put the customer down on the bed. While she's on the bed, I offer this free complimentary eye mask. Get it? That's just so you can close your eyes. Keep your eyes shut so you don't see the chaos that's unveiling behind you. Ma'am, are you enjoying your mask? Lovely days. And that's a little trick that I used to do.
Hey, Danny. This is Deboa from Pietermaritzburg. So I'm a social media specialist, and I used to work for a university doing their social media, and I'd get asked, you know, do you run all of these pages alone? Because the Facebook has close to 300,000 followers, Twitter has 30,000 followers, Instagram has 30,000 plus followers. And I'd usually tell them, no, we have a team on it, but I knew I was doing the day-to-day alone.
Good afternoon, Danny. I'm a teacher, and as you know, with all the new laws and the better law and all, we're not allowed to hit our children at school, discipline them. So what I do with my great R's is I make them stand and hold their own ears and make them jump, so that when they go home, they can tell their parents that they pulled their own ears and none of the teachers did anything to them. So yeah, that's one of my little secrets as being a great R teacher.
Sorry, that got me. Tell me the secret in your career. There's got to be something. You can stay anonymous if you'd like. We had a message from Kevin saying, I'm a lawyer, and when I have a client who's a know-it-all, I just rattle off jargon that makes no sense at all. But to him, it sounds like I could be telling him everything that's true.
Hey, Danny, it's Valerie from Pietermaritzburg. I once worked for a salon when I was about 12, just washing hair and learning the ropes because I always wanted to be a hairstylist, right? And my ex-boss, knowing that she didn't have a color in her salon for the client's hair, would actually run to the pharmacy next door and buy a color. So she'd go to the back of the salon and then, you know, mix it as if she was putting on a salon color and charge the client the full price.
Best tunes and the worst puns. Because laughter is the best playlist. Danny Gaselli, weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.